Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gen 10 on the 3rd of June, so Ordinary Day 3, though I'll probably stop saying that after a while. Today the kids really are back at school, so I thought I'd let you know what Mum does when kids are back. That's right, we look at our list of things to do and we run errands. So first thing, go to the hairdressers. Yep. That is always the first thing after the school holidays. And now I'm using the time before my parking runs out to hobble across to, yes, I say hobble because I landed a little bit, unfortunately, in the grass on Sunday. And my foot didn't like it. I'm pobbling along to a pizza restaurant where my daughter wants to have her birthday party. So they offer parties where you can make and throw dough and put all the ingredients on afterwards and that sort of thing. I'm nearly there. Hope it's not going to take too long, as I said. Keeping a keen eye on my parking expiry time. And after that, I shall go home and run more errands, but I'll see if anything more interesting crops up. I might just talk to you again. Right, anyway, I'm here now, so I shall sign off for now. Oh, hiya!
How are you?
Good, thanks! Right, sorry, that was a friend just cycling along there, and I've been to the restaurant. They've given me lots of invitations as well, which is cool, saves me printing out pictures of pizzas. Looks like they've thought of everything, all sort of dietary requirements, etc. If the kids don't want to eat the pizza they've made, because that's the idea, but some of them want to take them home and show their parents. Some of them don't actually like pizza. Looks like it's going to be fun and games. I can get on with booking this party then. It's always a busy time of year now. Because we've got Amelia's party at the end of June, and then Henry's party at the end of July. Keeps me busy anyway. Right, but that's it for now. I'm just trying to get back to the car as quickly as I can, so I don't get landed with a huge fine. Mind you, we have a new M&S in town. I must go in sometime and check that out. It's so new. They haven't even taken up the whole building. This used to be the Royal Mail sorting office, and I can still remember when that was here, and I used to come and pick up my parcels here. These days, I've written to the Royal Mail to tell them where they can leave them in my own garden, because otherwise I'd have to travel into the next big town to pick them up. Yeah, it's definitely an M&S shop. Simply food, and there's a Costa as well. Coffee, all's good. Right, I may or may not speak to you later, depending on what else happens today. Then we have after school. Oh no, I'm coming up to 5 minutes. I better leave it here. Well, so after school we've got Amelia's got an after school thing, so we'll be busy all day with that. Right, okay. Right, back in the swing of things now. Anyway, speak to you all later, and I hope you all have a good day. Bye for now. Actually, there was one thing I forgot to mention earlier today, which was the bloke told me when they get the kids together to make the pizzas, they let them try lots of toppings, different ones as well, so the children can choose what they want to put on their pizzas. But they also always put some in that children don't normally like, just to sort of get a laugh out of them because they pull funny faces. And he said they used to have olives there, because most children don't like olives. But he found that around here so many children now like olives. They're using anchovies instead. I thought that was quite amusing. The olives will still work on my children. They don't like olives. I just thought that is funny. Yes, we have a Waitrose in town. Yeah. that's all really. Just a little bit that I wanted to add because I found it amusing at the time. Right. Thanks everyone for listening, and hopefully I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.